the eighth day of Sefiras Omer, the Kinyan Torah of Simcha, and the Sefira of Chesed Shebegvura. The Midrash Shmuel starts off by saying that Simcha keeps you in the proper mindset to be able to learn, and that Simcha and Torah are inextricably linked, as the Pasuk says in Tehillim, Pikudei Hashem Yisharim Mesan Chelev. There's this fundamentality that exists between Torah and Simcha, and we will get to that later. So Rashi on the Mishnah says that the Shechina only rests by someone who is besimcha. What exactly does this mean? How do you understand this? We just came out of Pesach, and the Gemara Pesachim Daf Kuf Tesamid Aleph talks about Simchas Yontif being the Achilas Basar Karbanos, which our Salvechik understands based on the Pesukim as being a Simcha Lifnei Hashem. Nowadays, while we do have Simchas Yontif in eating meat and drinking wine, the Rambam in Hilchos Yontif Perek Vav Halachos Yerches Duchaf points out that part of the Simcha is giving to others, and when you only feed yourself and ignore those who are in need, it's not a simchas mitzvah, rather it's simchas kreso. It's a simcha that has no kedusha to it. Additionally, the Rambam says that the simcha needs to have avodas hayotzer, as the pasuk says in the Tochacha, in Parshas Kisavo, tachas asher lo avadatas Hashem Elokecha b'simcha uv'tuv levav, that these curses came upon us because we did not do our avodas Hashem in a state of simcha. I think this point can also possibly explain a Mishnah earlier in the Masechta. In Perek Avos, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Beis, it says that if two people are together and there is Divrei Torah between them, then the Shechina dwells among them. The Mishnah then asks, how do we know if even one person is learning alone, that Kosh Baruch Hu will give him Schar? And the Mishnah has an answer that's not important for now. We're trying to focus on the question. Notice how the Mishnah changed the Shonos and didn't say that the Shechina rests with that one person. Rather, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give him schar. So Tiferes Yisrael and Yachanos Yotes performs the kasha completely. And says, no, the schar is that the Shechina rests with him, even though, he points out, it should be the case only by two, since their reward is even greater. However, based on what we've been saying in the Rambam, perhaps we can suggest that the Shechina does not rest among one person learning, or at least to the same extent as when two people are learning, because he's keeping his learning all to himself, as opposed to sharing it with others. We talked about last week how Gevura is restraint, and we explained that Gevura Shebechesed is taking the Chesed that one does and honing in, focusing in on a particular element. So today is Chesed Shebegvura, which means that you bring the Chesed into the Gevura, into the restraint. We talked about in the past couple of days how Torah needs to be learned by Aim of Yira, some of the previous Gan Torah and with Anava. But we see today is that you can't have such a rigid mentality when it comes to learning Torah, but you have to add a little simcha to it. Like the Rambam said, it shouldn't be a simcha where you get carried away, of simcha of holelos v'simchos, but as we saw with Gevura Shebechesed last week, we have to find that happy medium. The Avnei Nezer famously says in his Akdama to the Iglei Tal that people might think that being happy when learning Torah means you're not learning Torah Lishma, and therefore they try not to be happy because if you get enjoyment out of the learning, you might think it's not learning for its proper sake, the sake of learning alone. However, the Avnei Nezer points out, the exact opposite is true, that being happy when you learn is Torah Lishma, since Simcha is such a fundamental aspect of learning Torah, as we started off with, this inextricable link between Torah and Simcha. The Gemara in Pesachim Daf Samach Ches Amud Beis brings a Machlokes Tanamas to how to celebrate Yom Tov. We Pasnik Rabbi Shua, that's chatzi l'Hashem v'chatzi l'chem. However, Rabbi Eliezer says you can either have kulo l'Hashem or kulo l'chem. You could choose which one you want to do. However, the Gemara points out that there are three times where Rabbi Eliezer would agree that you have to have l'chem as well. They are Shabbos, Purim, and Shavuos. And the Gemara says, why Shavuos? Because Shavuos is the day we celebrate Matan Torah. So again, when we have Torah, we think that the celebration, the commemoration of Matan Torah is being totally engrossed in learning. That's why we stay up all night on Shavuos. That's not the case. We have to also have some simcha with it. So as we reflect on the nature of today of the Kinyan Torah of simcha, we should realize the fundamentality of simcha to our Talmud Torah.